NASDAQ is down 9 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Council for Interior Design Qualification, whose mission is to assess practitioner competency to create design solutions that safeguard public health, safety, and welfare. Learn more at cidq.org/NPR.
6 minutes after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Just ahead, we'll catch up on the latest as the west coast of Florida and all of central Florida is starting to recover from Hurricane Milton that hit land there last night. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio.
This is All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Ahead on All Things Considered, this week Israel bombed parts of Lebanon and Syria and intensified its bombardment of the Gaza Strip.
We are incredibly concerned about the humanitarian situation in all of Gaza and particularly concerned about the humanitarian situation in North Gaza.
It's U.S. State Department spokesman Matt Miller. We'll hear more about that story later this hour on All Things Considered.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org.
All Things Considered here until 7 o'clock. And then it's Tango Thursday on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny at 8 p.m. Tonight features a tango by Astor Piazzolla, plus a special recording of Brooks' Kol Nidre by the late, great Lynn Harrell, along with Vladimir Ashkenazi. That's coming up right after All Things Considered at 7 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. From Hiscox, committed to helping small businesses protect their dreams. Quotes and information on customized insurance for specific risks.
This is NPR.
NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow morning. Starting at 5 a.m., your host is Jay Schaefer here on Kansas Public Radio. Dozens of tornadoes touched down ahead of Hurricane Milton making landfall yesterday. They're not uncommon, but there were a lot of them and caused a lot of damage. We'll hear more about that. It's just ahead. On All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies in our forecast for tonight. Overnight lows dropping to about 54 degrees, sunny and 86 degrees now at 3:30.
Forces who are helping civilians evacuate. The UN Secretary General calls it the most challenging environment for peacekeepers anywhere in the world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Laura Lorson this afternoon. Kansas has joined 20 other states in a lawsuit challenging a new federal rule that the states say will cost nursing homes and senior care facilities tens of billions of dollars over the next decade. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the suit is seeking to strike down a federal mandate that would set a national standard for nursing care staffing in facilities that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding. The rule requires facilities to have a registered nurse on site 24 hours a day and meet minimum standards for registered nurse and nursing assistant staffing. The attorneys general argue that the rule exceeds the authority of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Health insurance company Aetna is continuing its legal battle over how Kansas has awarded contracts to manage the state's Medicaid program. KPR's Daniel Cottle has more.
Aetna is appealing a recent court ruling that said the state was justified in awarding contracts to three other companies and not Aetna. The company objects to some of the criteria Kansas health officials use to determine the winning bidders. Aetna also claims the process was marked by a conflict of interest. But a district judge in Shawnee County ruled the bidding process was legal and found no evidence of a conflict of interest. Aetna could not immediately be reached for comment on the latest filing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
Latinos are the second fastest-growing ethnic group in the country since the last election, but U.S. Census figures show they are registering to vote at lower rates. Luke Martin reports that Kansas activists are pushing for a solution.
11% of Kansas City residents identify as Hispanic or Latino, according to the U.S. Census. But nationwide, figures show just 58% of Latino citizens are registered, compared to 71% of white citizens. Kansas Latino Community Network leader Aldea Negrete says politicians have not made long-term commitments to Hispanic voters and in many cases overlook minority needs.
Can we have bilingual information? Can we have year-round engagement? Can we have a space where we feel like we belong?
Wyandotte County activists have campaigned for their election commissioner to voluntarily offer Spanish language materials, to no avail. Negrete warns her nonprofit hears similar concerns from Latinos across Kansas. I'm Luke Martin.
In sports, the New York Yankees have put the Kansas City Royals on the brink of elimination after winning last night 3-2 in Game 3 of the American League Division Series. First pitch in Game 4 is scheduled for 7:08 this evening, right after All Things Considered. The Yankees now lead the best of five series, 2-1. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And on Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Florida is cleaning up after that monster hurricane Milton that came ashore last night. Inflation in the latest report fell, but less than expected by the Federal Reserve. More on those stories coming up just after 4 o'clock. On All Things Considered. Is that aging RV taking you for a ride? Well, KPR's vehicle donation program can take it off your hands. We can help you get rid of the RV, and it will help fund the news and music programming that you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org. Check it out under the support tab on our website. It's 10 minutes until 4.
This is All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Arm with the new podcast series Tech Unheard.
ARM CEO Rene Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. From Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool, customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy, equity, and justice for all people. Learn more at ajws.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
The top education official in Oklahoma is working to bring Bibles into the classroom. A profile of Ryan Walters on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Be with us for Morning Edition every weekday morning from 5 a.m. until 9. Tune in tomorrow morning as Jay Schaefer is in to wrap up the work week with Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3, online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 4 o'clock.
Rescue missions have been
PR. This is Kansas Public Radio, KPR's your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies in the forecast for tonight. Overnight lows dropping to about 54 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 86 degrees in Lawrence at 6 minutes after 4.
NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org. Ahead on All Things Considered, it can be difficult to find foster homes for children with disabilities. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll take a look at a training program in Ohio that's aiming to change that dynamic. That story ahead, and we'll also have the latest update on Hurricane Milton in Florida. Those stories ahead on All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, Friday, October 25th, we hope that you'll join us for a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Admiral Megan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR station. It's coming up Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. We're expecting clear skies tonight. Overnight lows drop to about 54 degrees. Then tomorrow, sunny and warm. Afternoon highs near 88 degrees. Average temperature in Lawrence for Friday tomorrow is about 72 degrees, so considerably above average. Looking at the weekend ahead, sunny both Saturday and Sunday. Not quite as warm. Highs in the upper 80s on Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Ryan Walters liked to talk about the HBO series Game of Thrones in class. Now he's leading an effort to bring Bibles into public schools.
Voters have made clear that they want leaders who will completely wipe out a radical far-left agenda in our schools.
The story of Oklahoma's top education official tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. NPR's Morning Edition for you from 5 to 9 every weekday morning here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny skies, 86 degrees in the University of Kansas campus in Lawrence. The time is 4:30.
Food supplies by destroying Ukrainian grain exports. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting leaders in Europe this week to drum up more support for Ukraine. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 57 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. Good afternoon. It's 4:32. The chair of the Kansas Republican Party is defending his record and his rhetoric from critics within his own party. Zane Irwin brings us more on that story.
Some Republicans say party chair Mike Brown has been disorganized and divisive since he took on the role in 2023. Brown has made headlines for trying to change the party leadership structure and suggesting major government agencies should be overhauled or just eliminated. Brown says his campaigning and fundraising efforts have been successful and that most Republican Kansans agree with him on the issues.
Republicans are more unified today than they have been in the last 4 years at least.
Dimitri Herbert, a longtime ally and spokesperson for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, is challenging Brown for his seat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports an earthquake was detected in central Kansas this morning. KSNT-TV reports that the magnitude 3.5 earthquake occurred about 4 miles west of Woodbine in Dickinson County. Kansas does experience earthquakes occasionally, with some being attributed to the Humboldt Fault Zone, according to the Kansas Geological Survey. National news outlets have called Latino voters a sleeping giant because of their inconsistent voting patterns, but one nonprofit leader in Kansas says elected officials aren't doing enough to engage those voters. Ode Negrete leads the nonpartisan Kansas Latino Community Network. She says Hispanic people across the state have felt ignored by their political leaders.
Because elections are hard, and we are not getting the opportunities we need to learn how to do it.
11% of Kansas City residents identify as Hispanic or Latino, but census figures show about 58% of Latino citizens are registered. That's compared to 71% of white citizens. Flags in the state of Kansas will be flown at half staff in all state buildings from sunup to sundown tomorrow in honor of former Kansas Speaker of the House Marvin Banks. He died in July. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Lisa, a mattress brand who believes good sleep should come naturally. Lisa donates
NPR News.
And this is your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, and online too. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 4:48, and coming up, just after 5 o'clock, latest news headlines from NPR in Washington. And then we hear from NPR Scott Detrow, speaks with the Weeping Weatherman. You've probably seen him, longtime Florida meteorologist John Morales, who became very emotional while reporting on Milton prior to the hurricane making landfall. That interview is ahead. Just after 5 o'clock. Also, just about 5:15. Today, Tesla is having a splashy event to unveil its new robo-taxi. CEO Elon Musk says fully autonomous vehicles are Tesla's future. He said that for years. We'll hear more about that story as well.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
Sunshine, 85 degrees. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
The top education official in Oklahoma is working to bring Bibles into the classroom. A profile of Ryan Walters on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 every weekday morning. Your host is Jay Schaefer tomorrow here on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Just ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, kansaspublicradio.org online. Sunny right now and 84 degrees. We're expecting clear skies overnight with lows dropping to 54. Tomorrow, sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. It's 6 minutes after 5.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. It's your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, online, kansaspublicradio.org. You could always listen on the KPR app, of course. It's available for both Android and Apple phones. Get all the details, download the app from our website, which is once again kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in this next half hour, this week, Israel bombed parts of Lebanon and Syria and intensified bombardment on the Gaza Strip.
Are incredibly concerned about the humanitarian situation in all of Gaza and particularly concerned about the humanitarian situation in North Gaza.
We'll hear more from U.S. State Department spokesman Matt Miller coming up in 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's Tango Thursday tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny at 8 p.m. Tonight we'll be featuring a tango by Astor Piazzolla, plus a special recording of Baruch's Kol Nidre on this, the eve of Yom Kippur. It's by the great Lynn Harrell and Vladimir Ashkenazi. Stay with us for that. Tango Thursday, Evening Classical, starting at 8 o'clock this evening on KPR One.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. From Hiscox, committed to helping small businesses protect their dreams. Quotes and information on customized insurance for specific risks are available at Hiscox.com. Hiscox, business insurance experts. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
As a high school teacher, Ryan Walters liked to talk about the HBO series Game of Thrones in class. Now he's leading an effort to bring Bibles into public schools.
Voters have made clear that they want leaders who will completely wipe out a radical far-left agenda in our schools.
The story of Oklahoma's top education official on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning and every weekday morning from 5 p.m. to 9. Tune in tomorrow. Your host here at Kansas Public Radio will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Louis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Clear skies throughout the overnight hours. Overnight lows dropping to 54. Sunny and 84 degrees now. The time is 5:30.
Finished IV solutions to a safe facility outside of Hurricane Milton's path. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good afternoon. It's 5:32. Kansas has joined 20 other states in a lawsuit challenging a new federal rule that the states say will cost nursing homes and senior care facilities tens of billions of dollars over the next decade. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the suit is seeking to strike down a federal mandate that would set a national standard for nursing care staffing in facilities that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding. The rule requires the facilities to have a registered nurse on site 24 hours a day and to meet minimum standards for registered nurse and nursing assistant staffing. The complaint cites studies finding that 94% of skilled nursing facilities already lack the staffing needed to meet new requirements and would have to hire more than 100,000 new full-time employees at a time when there's already a shortage of nurses and care workers. Health insurance company Aetna is continuing its battle over how Kansas awarded contracts to manage the state's Medicaid program. KPR's Daniel Cottle has more.
Aetna is appealing a recent court ruling that said the state was justified in awarding contracts to three other companies and not Aetna. The company objects to some of the criteria Kansas health officials use to determine the winning bidders. Aetna also claims the process was marked by a conflict of interest. But a district judge in Shawnee County ruled the bidding process was legal and found no evidence of a conflict of interest. Aetna could not immediately be reached for comment on the latest filing. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
Kansas Republican Chairman Mike Brown is now facing a challenge for his seat after some criticism about his party leadership performance and his own divisive rhetoric. Brown has claimed that a shadowy organization he calls the Deep State controls parts of the government from behind the scenes. He advocates for dismantling or overhauling agencies such as the FBI and the Department of Education. Denedra Herbert is challenging Brown. The longtime ally and spokeswoman for Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says Brown's divisive rhetoric is distracting from important issues facing the state GOP.
If I'm elected chair, it will not be the Denedra Herbert show in any way, shape, or form. I want the focus to be on our candidates and our policies.
Brown says his views are aligned with the majority of Kansas Republicans. Party members will vote for their next chair early next year. Well, the outcome of tonight's game at Kauffman Stadium will determine whether the Kansas City Royals continue to play in the postseason or take a vacation until spring training. The New York Yankees have put the Kansas City Royals on the brink of elimination after winning last night 3-2. The Yankees now lead the best of five series 2-1. First pitch in Game 4 is scheduled for 7:08 this evening. This is Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News, I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Scott Detrow. Dozens of tornado
news.
NPR's All Things Considered here for you on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence. 99.5 in Manhattan. KansasPublicRadio.org is where you'll find us online.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting On the Ballot, a Kansas City Week in Review special with analysis of Missouri's upcoming ballot measures, airing on Channel 19.1 October 18th at 7:30 p.m.
Coming up just after 6 o'clock, we'll have the latest news from NPR. We'll catch up on the latest on Hurricane Milton as well. And also in the 6 o'clock hour, tonight Elon Musk is expected to unveil the Cybercab. It's a Tesla designed to be used as a robo-taxi. He has long argued that autonomous vehicles are the key to Tesla's future.
That will be one of the most valuable things that is ever done in the history of civilization.
The history of civilization, he said. His predictions for the self-driving taxi coming up at just about 6:15. Stay with us here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is All Things Considered.
PR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning, every weekday morning at 5 a.m. from 5 until 9. Your host is Jay Schaefer. You're at Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org. Listen live there anytime. The time is 6 o'clock.